votre quoi, au quotidien, c'est sur Très Oui.
Welcome to the second season of True Crime Naija. In this season, we bring you stories of crimes that happen not only in Nigeria, but also across Africa.
We hope that by sharing these stories, we all become more aware of the types of crimes that happen here.
And by becoming aware, we become smarter at detecting and hopefully preventing similar crimes.
This episode and other episodes of True Crime Naija can be found on our 234 Audio YouTube channel, on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, let's get started.
It's Friday, July 24th, 2020, around 8 p.m., and Tunde, a male nurse, is driving back home from his shift at the hospital. He drives up to the gate and honks. He's expecting someone from inside the house to come and open the gate. But nobody comes out.
He honks again and again and again. Still no response from inside the house. Tunde gets out of the car, opens the gate and drives into the compound. Then he parks the car.
Tunde is exhausted. He enters the house. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
No response. Tunde has to pass through the living room to get to the bedroom. But before he could get to the bedroom, Tunde feels a sharp pain. And then another sharp pain. And another. And another.
He's been stabbed. Tunde realizes that he cannot fight off his attacker, so he runs into the children's room and immediately locks the door. He doesn't notice that the children are not in their room.
Tunde is bleeding. He's been stabbed in about 7 different places on his body. He's trying to figure out who is out there on the other side and how he's going to get out alive. He picks up some clothes and tries to apply pressure on the wounds to stop the bleeding.
Tunde's attacker calls out to him through the closed door. Where is your ATM card? Where is your phone?
My ATM? My phone? I left them on the floor in the sitting room.
What is your ATM pin number?
216. Lies! You're lying to me. That's not your ATM pin number.
Listen, I know your pin number.
At that moment, the attacker calls out Tunde's actual ATM pin number. Tunde is shocked as he realizes that whoever is on the other side of that door knows him very well.
A few minutes pass and the only way for Tunde to leave that room is through the window. So he manages to remove the window and climbs out. He runs through the neighborhood yelling for help. His neighbors rush to his aid and immediately take him to the hospital. On their way, Tunde asks his neighbors to go back and check the house for his wife, his granddaughter, and his niece.
Hi, I'm Antonietta.
I'm Richard.
And I'm John.
And this story could
save
your life. It's morning the next day, Saturday, 25th July, 2020. Tunde opens his eyes and realizes he's in a hospital. Police officers are standing by his bedside. As soon as he sees them, Tunde calls out, "My wife, the kids." "Your wife and children are in the police hospital in Oshogbo. We are taking you there now."
The police escort Tunde out of the hospital, but instead of taking him to the police hospital in Oshogbo, they take him to the police station in Inisha. At the police station, the police ask Tunde to write a statement.
Huh? A statement? Why?
Tunde is also not sure, but he does as he's told. After he wrote the statement, the police start to interrogate him.
"Where is your phone? Submit your phone. The phone is not with me."
Tunde explains to them what happened. that he dropped the phone in the living room along with his ATM while he was being stabbed and that his attacker left with them. Tunde could see that the officers are skeptical. They don't believe him.
Sirs, what's going on? Where are my wife and children? You don't know? No, please, someone tell me what's going on. We found three people dead in your house. You're being charged for the murders of your wife, Mrs. Sarah Oyediran, your niece, Toyin Oyediran, and your granddaughter, Favour Onifade. Mrs. Sarah Oyediran was a 57-year-old retired headmistress and Tunde's now-deceased wife. When she was alive, both Tunde and Sarah were evangelists and elders in the Celestial Church. They had four children, but none of their own children lived with them. Instead, they hosted Tunde's 15-year-old niece, Toyin, and their 6-year-old granddaughter, Favour. Both Favour and Toyin were on a holiday with Tunde and Sarah at the time of the incident. The police have just charged Tunde Oyediran for their murders and he is in shock.
Not to mention he is in physical pain. He was stabbed like 7 times.
Right. But the police believed he masterminded the killings and injured himself to take suspicion away from him.
Tunde tried to explain to the officers that he was attacked. Who attacked you? Name them.
Sirs, I don't know. It was dark and I didn't see his face.
So you can't identify your attacker. You can't give us your phone. You say someone stole it.
Yes, sir. You can try calling the phone. I don't have the phone.
The police tried to call the number that Tunde gives them, but the phone is switched off. At this point, without any other suspects, they have to hold Tunde in their custody as their primary suspect.
Even though the case was still open and the Oshun State Police Commissioner directed a thorough investigation, some media houses started reporting Tunde's story as man kills wife, two children in Oshun State. Tunde was already shocked to learn that his wife and the two children in their home were dead and that he was being charged with their murders. And now on top of that, media reports were already reaching the conclusion that he was the murderer.
And there is nothing he could do to defend himself because he's in prison.
That's right. But lucky for him, the police continued to investigate.
It's now Monday, July 27th, 3 days after the murders, and Ibrahim Abiodun is calling Tunde Oyediran's phone number. Ibrahim is Tunde's personal assistant.
Didn't the police try the number before and it was switched off?
Yes, but this time the phone rings.
When the person on the other end picks up the call, Ibrahim quickly improvises.
Hello? Yes, please. I'm the owner of this phone. I lost it and I'll be coming to get it. Help me with the address.
At this point, the person on the other end gives Ibrahim an address to a hotel in Oshogbo, the Oshun State capital. Ibrahim reports this information to the police and he and three armed policemen head to the hotel.
When they arrive, they find out that the person Ibrahim had been communicating with is the manager of the hotel. The manager tells them that the phone was left behind at the hotel by a guest.
A guest? Why?
So according to the manager, a guest had checked into the hotel 3 days before, and when the guest was about to check out, he told the manager that he needed to withdraw money from the ATM to pay for his room bill, which was 25,000 naira. Obviously, the manager needed some kind of collateral before he could allow the guest to just walk out of the hotel. So the guest left the phone behind and promised to return to pick it up.
The hotel manager waited and waited for the guest to return along with the money for the hotel bill, but to no avail. The hotel manager eventually decided to switch on the phone, and that was right around the time when Ibrahim called the phone number.
Okay, so now where is the guest who left the phone behind?
Well, at this point, no one knows who the guest is or where he is, so the police officers take the phone back to the station. They go through the picture gallery and show Tunde a couple of pictures to see if he could recognize any of the faces in the photos.
Tunde immediately recognizes a young man in one of the photos. Wait, that's the engineer. Engineer, what do you mean? Well, we call him the engineer, but his name is Lukman Adewale Opeyemi. He came to the house some time ago to fix the television set.
Okay, so we now have a name of the guest who left the phone behind, Lukman. Where is this Lukman guy?
Remember that when Lukman left the hotel, he had an outstanding bill of 25,000 naira.
Yes, and he left the phone behind, promising to pick it up and pay the money.
Right. So instead of going back to the hotel himself, Lukman sent an Okada, a commercial motorcycle rider, back to the hotel to deliver the 25,000 naira and collect the phone.
Wait, why didn't he go himself?
Well, we're not sure. Maybe he never intended to pay the bill and get the phone back. But maybe when he found out that Tunde was still alive, he realized that he had to get the phone.
Now, remember that the hotel manager had told the police the guest, Lukman, said he was going to come back for the phone. So the police decided to stick around the hotel, and when the Okada driver showed up to deliver the 25,000 naira and retrieve the phone, they arrested him right then and there.
Wow, that's good. So now they can go and get Lukman, right?
Right. And to do that, the police actually decided to disguise themselves.
Lukman had just purchased a brand new motorcycle, and he asked the Okada driver to bring along a mechanic on his way back to assist him in assembling the motorcycle.
So the police decided to disguise themselves as mechanics. That's how Lukman was arrested.
After his arrest, Lukman Opeyemi Adewale confessed to the crime. And on September 1st of 2020, he was arraigned before Magistrate OB Adediwura at the Osun Magistrate's Court in Okuku.
Lukman was arraigned on 7 counts bordering on armed robbery, stealing, murder, intent to kill, attempt to escape from custody, and unlawful damage of police properties.
Based on the latest information we could find, Lukman was remanded at the Ilesha Correctional Facility, and the case was adjourned until the 21st of September 2020.
As for Tunde, he survived the attack and the charges against him have been dropped. He was released after spending 17 days in police custody.
The day that she was killed, Mrs. Sarah had prepared Tunde's meal and set it out on the table for him when he got home. That meal was on the table the day Tunde was attacked, and when he was released and he returned home, the meal was still on the table.
Oh God. So he had to throw out his wife's last meal for him.
Yes.
I don't understand. If Lukman wanted to steal the ATM, why did he have to kill Tunde's entire family?
So Tunde actually asked Lukman that question, and Lukman's response was that it was the devil and he asked for Tunde's forgiveness.
What? The devil? It was greed, pure and simple. How much did he even get from the ATM?
300,000 naira. 300,000 naira for 3 lives.
Actually, Lukman intended on taking 4 lives that day. He thought Tunde was dead.
So Tunde being arrested might have actually saved his life.
That's true. If Tunde had been released from the hospital and Lukman found out he was alive, who knows what he would have done?
Wait, how did he know Tunde's ATM pin number?
Well, according to Tunde, he and Lukman went to the ATM together. It could be that Lukman had performed the service for Tunde and he needed to pay him. So they went to the ATM, and as Tunde was withdrawing money, that's when Lukman saw Tunde's PIN number.
Oh no, so Tunde must have trusted this guy.
Yes, maybe a little too much. Shortly after Lukman's arrest, the police released a statement warning the public about trusting handymen and other people who help around the house too much.
True. We should always be cautious about who we let into and out of our homes.
I mean, it's okay to trust people, but always continue to verify. You never know when someone's situation changes and they suddenly become desperate.
I just pray Mrs. Sarah, Toyin, and Favor get justice.
And that Tunde finds peace. Join us next week for another episode of True Crime Niger. This time, we take you to Uganda for the case of a woman who spends the night going from one police station to another in search of help to find her missing sister. True Crime Niger is a Triple E Media production. Production copyright 2021 Triple E Media Productions. This episode of True Crime Naija was produced by Antonietta Kalunta, John Iwodi, Richard Anyebe, Nico Rivers, and Sam Tibakaji. Executive producer Ramat Muhammad. Special thanks to Rabia Hadeja and Mala Iwa Bado Ikaleku. Stay alert, stay alive, see you next week.